USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 36 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. One GOP long shot to become president hopes he gets the chance to debate Donald Trump.
Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the GOP presidential debates.
If he's so proud of his record, and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire Wednesday, Christie said it would be disrespectful to voters if the former president skipped the first GOP presidential primary debate, which is set for later this month. Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, as he's considered to be the Republican frontrunner. I'm John Schaefer.
A nonprofit legal group wants the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate Kellogg's over workplace diversity policies the group claims are illegal. America First Legal filed a complaint with the EEOC yesterday, saying the more than century-old cereal maker hiring, training, and promotion practices are designed to achieve a balance based on skin color and gender. USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence.
A recent YouGov poll reveals that 62% of registered voters harbor either major or minor concerns regarding the expansion of AI. Roughly 20% express enthusiasm, while 16% maintain a neutral stance. Responses remain consistent among political affiliations, as 75% of Democrats and 78% of Republicans share the belief that AI might eventually jeopardize humanity's existence. I'm John Schaefer.
Up on Cripple Creek. She sends me if I spring a leak. She meant me. I don't have to scream. And she defends me from her scream if I ever did.
Musician and storyteller Robbie Robertson died yesterday from cancer. At the time of his death, Robertson, along with Garth Hudson, was one of just 2 surviving members of The Band, which rose to prominence as Bob Dylan's backing band in 1960. The band played at Woodstock in 1969 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Again, Robbie Robertson has died from cancer at the age of 80. Subway is offering free sandwiches for life to someone who will change their name to Subway, and plenty of people are interested. The sandwich shop chain says over 10,000 people have submitted entries indicating a willingness to make the name change. Subway will pick one winner. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this